under 1 hour a week, you will 20x the traffic to your website. If you are in a product-based business, holy cow, holy grail.
God, this girl is so good because you are such a good teacher.
My biggest thing is like, how can we shorten the time frame to get people results? We spend 1 hour and we get 3 million views a month, and it is the number one way that we drive traffic to our website. 100% outsourced.
Okay, we're doing this.
Deal.
Okay,
so I'll be your
everybody,
coach.
Yeah, this is great. She's leading the life that she wants to lead.
Yeah.
Because you've been so fierce with your boundaries and also clear on what you want.
You hit a certain threshold in your life and what you want for your life where you're like, this just isn't it again. I wanted a life where I could rest and the business would run.
Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. You guys, on the show today, I have one of my incredible friends, Jenna Kutcher, who is truly one of my favorite teachers to learn from. She's one of the best marketers, arguably, in the world for all of the things that I do and that we teach on this podcast. And she also has one of the top podcasts for marketing, Gold Digger. She's a prominent entrepreneur. She's a New York Times bestselling author and influencer living in small town Minnesota. You guys, we share so much backstory, including we've both lived in Minnesota and have those Midwest roots. You guys, we also were in Lewis Howe's mastermind together, I believe 2017. So I have been learning from this girl. She has helped me increase my revenue and audience, maybe more than anyone else in this industry. Her Gold Digger podcast has over 100 million downloads, and she offers so much valuable advice and incredible interviews with awesome people who have also changed the game for me. And today, you guys, we are talking about Pinterest. Let me tell you, Pinterest is like the most underrated platform. She teaches exactly how to grow your business and gain more traffic and leads in only 1 hour per week. It's not just a platform, it is a search engine. And she shares exactly how to turn your new traffic from Pinterest into profit. One single pin on Pinterest can drive traffic to your content for days, weeks, months, and even years. You guys, if you're already excited, you can totally go to the show notes right now and sign up for the free webinar training that she has, which is mind-blowing. It's called 20x your traffic in 1 hour a week with Pinterest without spending a dime on ads. You're going to get so much out of this podcast, but I'm telling you, literally stop right now and go and sign up for that webinar and go and check it out, or go check out the Pinterest Lab, which is all at the link in the show notes right now. Make sure you follow that link. It's going to take you directly to all of the answers all about Pinterest. But let's get into the show. Jenna, welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is so fun to be together.
So this is like our normal conversations, but we just get to set up a camera and have these like very professional mics.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
I feel like a real housewife right now, but we're going to talk business, which is great.
That's the part about Real Housewives where I'm like, how would I be with this behind the scenes content? Like talking about my friends?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, no,
that can't would be, do it. That's why we can't be Real Housewives.
Never.
All right. So I'm so excited to chat with you today because you truly are one of the people that I always look to for what's going on in marketing, in the online business world. What should I be doing? What should I be learning? And you have such a beautiful way of breaking it down into such a linear, easy to follow guide, whatever you have out for us, because you have everything out for us, which is always exciting. So I can't wait to chat about this topic because I don't think a lot of people are talking about it. And I know that this is something that I want to be using this year. And I also know that you have some pretty cool hacks on how to save a lot of time.
Yeah.
So let's give a little bit of background on you, though, for anyone who's not familiar with you, for the two people maybe listening who's not familiar.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us how you started getting into the online business coaching marketing world?
Yep. It's kind of crazy because you've basically like witnessed the whole evolution. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
So quickly, I went into the corporate world and I just had this very visceral reaction few years in when my boss was like, here's your 5-year plan. And I was like, oh my gosh, they are already planning out my future without me. And so it was just this very like, this is not for me. I want to take control of my life, but I had no examples of entrepreneurship. So my dad worked at a paper mill. My mom was a teacher. Like I had never even seen an entrepreneur, but I just knew that the whole ladder climb world was not for me. And so my ticket out of that was with a camera. And there's this famous story of a $300 Craigslist camera. And I became a wedding photographer. I basically taught myself overnight how to be a photographer. And at the time I was getting married. So I was reading all the blogs and there was no Pinterest at the time. And I was just like falling in love with this art of like content creation. And, you know, at first I was envisioning myself as the bride, but soon I was envisioning myself as a person creating these memories. And so I told myself, I'm going to give myself 1 year to get out of this corporate gig, to build this business. I became a wedding photographer, was super successful in it. Really enjoyed it until I didn't. And I think I realized very quickly that the only way to make more money was to work more. And at the beginning that works, but you hit a certain threshold in your life and what you want for your life where you're like, this just isn't it again. And so I think my career has just held so many different pivots. And so you and I actually met when I was still shooting weddings, but I was starting to dip my toe into the podcasting space and online courses and marketing. And I realized I had done something really interesting to be able to start a business and within 3 years make 6 figures shooting photos. And I was like, I think there's something to this. And so I wanted to start teaching other people that. And basically it's exploded since. I started the Gold Digger podcast. We have over 100 million downloads. I've written a book. I've done all different things. But I think at the root of it and what my real mission is to allow women to be in control of their lives and to build lives that they actually enjoy living.
Oh, I love that. And so it's so cool that you and I had started in a mastermind together.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting you and then going through the mastermind with you. And every time you would speak, I was like, God, this girl is so good because you are such a good teacher.
Oh,
you have such a great way of leading us down a path that's really understandable and easy. And so for me, who I'm kind of that person who is like, oh, I take a little bit longer to learn. Your teaching style is so good and so clear and so effective that even I can do it.
I love it. You know, it's funny because I've never forgotten what it feels like to be a beginner. And I feel like even a decade into entrepreneurship, I always just put myself back in that position of like being afraid and not knowing the next steps. And it's like, if I can give someone the next best step, and they can get a quick result and start to build their confidence, that's like the best gift I could give anyone.
Yeah, I think that's what's so cool about what you do is quick results. And even if we just choose one thing from what you teach, I feel like it can make really big leaps and bounds. You guys, I was just at dinner with her last week and she showed me this little tiny hack that she does for social media around making reels. And it's already starting to completely change, like make my life so much easier.
Yes.
It's these little one, like these one hacks that save so much time, which we're going to talk about in the bonus content.
Yes.
So not even on here, but in the bonus content. So let's chat about marketing and what we're talking about today. So you do so many different modalities of marketing.
Yep.
You teach on so many different modalities of marketing, but there's one that you feel is really underutilized that can also be one of the biggest impacts on your business. Tell me about that.
Okay. So I love marketing. Like it's so funny. I think sometimes people get surprised because so much of my content is like motherhood and life and all these things, but like, let's talk marketing. Mm-hmm. This is what I love. I love every method of marketing, but what's so interesting and why I love marketing so much is that it can be the thing that changes your trajectory and saves you time.
Yes.
And again, like getting back to your life, working smarter so you can live more, not so that you can work harder. And so when I look at all the different methods of marketing, there's one that stands out because it's not a popularity contest. You already likely have assets that can live on it and people are already using it and they're searching. They're just not finding you because you're not on it. The platform is, drumroll, please cut the clip. This would be a great reel. Pinterest. Pinterest is the most underutilized marketing platform out there. And what's so interesting is that the average entrepreneur is spending 8 hours a week marketing every single week. If they could just spend 1 hour a week using Pinterest strategically, everything would change.
Okay, so what do you think is the biggest misconception about Pinterest?
Yeah, so everyone thinks it's social media, right? Even on a website, you see Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all these little logos, and you see the Pinterest logo. So therefore, our brain is like, this is social media. Pinterest is not social media, it's a search engine. So if you think about how you use Google, people are using Pinterest in the same way. When you go onto Pinterest, you would type in pink sweater, right? You would type in special jeans. Now that's what we think about. We think about planning out our dream closets, building our dream homes,
yes,
finding the perfect workouts, getting the great recipes. We think about all those things. But the truth is that no matter what type of content you create, it is a search engine and people are on there typing things into a search bar just as they would Google. And what's so cool about Pinterest is that it is trying to connect people with resources. So unlike the other platforms like Instagram, where it's like, don't leave Instagram, don't click off of it, Pinterest is trying to connect you with the best information that you can get, therefore willingly and gladly sending people off of Pinterest and onto places like your website.
Okay, so next question for you, because I'm really thinking about even people with product companies now that I have a product company as well. So who can be successful on Pinterest?
Yeah.
Can creators with different unique niches, someone like me who has a product, like how would we use that?
Yes, literally anyone.
Okay.
My dad is mid-60s. He uses Pinterest. So it tells you that there is a wide stretching demographic.
What does he use it for?
He likes to look up different car things.
Okay.
And he will use like garage organization and things like that. So what's amazing about Pinterest is whether you have a service-based business, a product-based business, or a digital business, you can absolutely find success. I've taught thousands of people how to use Pinterest. I've yet to find a niche that doesn't work. Now, what's amazing is that when people go into Pinterest, they are poised to buy, right? They are in this powerful position of purchase. It's a lot different than Instagram, where we're going there to be entertained or, you know, inspired. People are going on to Pinterest literally looking to purchase. So if you are in a product-based business, holy cow, holy grail. When it comes to Pinterest, if you have a service-based business, there are a lot of different ways that you can really position yourself. So when I was a wedding photographer, I first got into Pinterest because my assistant loved it. She knew how to use it strategically. I did not get it. I was like you, Lori, where I was skeptical. She said, let me log into your Pinterest and do some things and let's just see what happens. Now, I was a Wisconsin wedding photographer. I said, how is this actually going to work? Like, I don't want people from California finding my work. I'm not going in California. I am like in this area. If you think of it as a search engine, I was posting wedding images and tagging it Milwaukee, Wisconsin wedding, Milwaukee bride, Wisconsin bride, all these different things. Now, whenever somebody is in the planning stages of planning out their wedding and looking at photography, guess whose work they're pinning? Guess whose website they're landing on? And so when it comes to service-based businesses, people use Pinterest in the planning stages. And so again, for so many of us, people need to hear about our service and what we offer many times before they make that decision. So product-based businesses, people are poised for purchase. Service-based businesses, people are poised for planning. And then if you're in the digital space, people are collecting information and getting connected to the next thought, the next idea. So just as you were saying, you're so good at telling people that next step. When people are on Pinterest, they're clicking on articles. And if you're ready with that next step, you better believe they're going to take it.
Do you happen to know like the demographic on Pinterest?
Okay, yeah. The average household earner that is on Pinterest earns over six figures. It's typically a woman anywhere, I believe it's 28 to 36. Literally your dream client, right?
Okay.
And when I was doing the research on the demographics, and it's changing faster than almost any social media network because people are jumping on Pinterest every single day. Millions and millions of users are active daily users.
So it's still growing. It's like still growing. It's
still very much growing. But it is literally like our dream person. And I think most of your listeners' dream client.
Okay. So what is that look like for people? Should they be investing in it? What do we need to do to get the right kind of content for Pinterest? What would that look like?
Okay, so let's talk content. So something that's happening right now is that so many people are spending so much time on content that lives and dies within 3 to 5 hours, right? We're talking Instagram. Now here, this is not a slam at Instagram. I use it, I love it, I teach it. However, most of us are having trouble connecting that hard work to actual results, like a return on investment, right?
Yeah.
You could spend an hour on that reel and post it and you might get likes and comments, but to actually tie it to a tangible result, like an email list subscriber or a purchase, can be really, really challenging.
Yeah.
With Pinterest, the average lifespan of one pin on Pinterest is 3 months.
Oh my God.
So we went from 3 hours to 3 months. That's 120xing the shelf life of your content. Now, what is amazing about Pinterest is that basically you are connecting people to your content. So, Lori, you have this amazing podcast. Do you blog ever?
No.
Okay, so you don't have a blog. So you have your podcast, you have your YouTube.
Yep.
So that those are two forms of long content that you are creating, right? Mm-hmm. You can create pins for any type of content that you've already created, even your Instagram posts. So what you are doing is you are basically taking any content you've created, uploading it onto the search engine so that when people are searching, they're finding your stuff. And what's beautiful is that everything on Pinterest can connect to another link, right? So you could send people to this podcast, they can click onto it and tune in. They can then subscribe. You're already tying it to a greater result than you can on social media with a vanity metric. And so what's amazing is like for me, I have a blog. I've blogged literally for a decade. I have a podcast. I now have a YouTube channel. I have Instagram content. I have website content. All of that can be turned into pins. You literally create and upload your own content and just point it to wherever you want to point it to of stuff that is yours.
So anyone who's listening who has a podcast,
yes,
tell me kind of about what that week for you looks like.
Yeah.
In actuality of here's podcast, how do we get that to convert onto Pinterest?
Yep.
And then how can you, what do the results look like for you?
Okay, so the best part about this is you've already done all the work.
Okay.
So do you create social graphics for your podcast episodes?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're already ready to go on to Pinterest.
Great. Thank God.
So what is amazing is that people don't realize we're already doing all of the work for this. So you're writing a description for the episode, right?
Yep.
That's your pin description right there.
Okay.
You already have graphics that you're using for social. That's your pin image. Now, what's amazing is that you could create tons of different assets for this one episode. On social media, you could clip up this podcast interview and create a bunch of reels, right? Mm-hmm. But people kind of get sick of that. On Pinterest, it's totally different. You could create so many different pieces of content, whether it's video, whether it's a graphic, whether it's a quote graphic that you create in Canva, whether it's an image of you, whether it's an image of your guest. There are so many different ways you can share this. Now, since Pinterest is a search engine, you want to think about keywords. And honestly, this is smart in your podcast descriptions and on Instagram as well. So again, if you just change the way you're strategically doing things, it's going to change how you do things on every platform and it's going to help you on every platform, but specifically Pinterest. So for this episode, you would want to think about almost like a search engine optimized description. So you could say, learn the number one marketing strategy that Jenna Kutcher shares about Pinterest. That would be a keyword rich statement that you would use for your pin description. Now, if anyone types in Pinterest marketing, Jenna Kutcher, entrepreneurship, you know what I mean? All of those things, it's going to connect them to your podcast episode. When you go into Pinterest, what we usually do is we are looking at everyone else's content, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize you can just upload your own content. It is as simple as clicking the plus sign.
Okay.
Importing the graphic that you've already created for social media and typing a short description and then putting in the link of where you want people to go. That's literally it. So you could create 10 different pins for a different episode. And there's an easy way that I'll share about in the bonus content of how you can do that. But really, every single pin you're bringing on has that shelf life of 3 months. So if you think about it, if you pinned 10 different pins, you could have people looking at this episode years from now without doing any work on your part.
Okay, I love this. You guys are now going to be able to go to my Pinterest and see exactly what she said. Maybe that'll be the one and done. No, I'm just kidding. I should just commit to it.
So wait, let me sell this to you.
Let's be accountable.
Okay. Let me sell this to you.
Okay.
So we spend under an hour per week on Pinterest. Now I outsource this. So I taught somebody my system. Anyone can teach a VA or anyone else's system. Under 1 hour a week, you will 20x the traffic to your website.
Wow.
So you one, need to do this for Glossy. Two, you need to do this for this podcast.
Okay.
Now, what's amazing about this is that it is super streamlined and it can be so systemized. And like I said, you're already doing a lot of the work. You send out emails for Glossy. Mm-hmm. You already have copy written. You likely already have a graphic in that email. That needs to go onto Pinterest.
Yeah.
And you can point it directly to the product page. It is so easy. So really, it's just building out a very simple workflow. And once you understand it, again, it's going to help you be a better marketer on all the other platforms because you're thinking about graphics that people will click on, Where are you actually sending people to? And how are you looking at the return on investment when it comes to your time and your marketing? Mm-hmm. And I think it just changes the way that you actually look at marketing, because I have a really hard time creating content that I can't tie to a tangible result. And with Pinterest, you can literally see how much traffic every single pin is sending to your website. Mm-hmm. And if you know you can convert that traffic, that is actually resulting in sales, subscribers, and people's attention, which is so huge in today's market.
Have you noticed an uptick in your podcast from doing this? What have you noticed?
Yes. Okay. So one thing that I would recommend, and this is actually something I would recommend for you, is having show notes where they live on a blog.
Yep.
Now, this is why, because when we want to send people off of Pinterest and onto a place, ideally we want to send them into a place that we own and have control of. So if you're sending them to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that's great, but you don't really have an opportunity to capture their email address, right? Mm-hmm. And as a part of all the marketing that I love growing my email list. And so my main goal for Pinterest is to drive traffic to my site, but then have a plan for that traffic once they land there. So if you think about the user experience, if somebody goes onto Pinterest and they type in Pinterest marketing strategies and something of mine pops up, when they click on that, they're going to be sent to either my website, my blog, or a freebie page. I want to make sure that I have an opportunity or an invitation to actually capture their name and their email so that it's not just a one and done. I want to be in touch with them, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times people aren't willing to make that first step when they're afraid or you're just being exposed.
Yeah.
And so the biggest thing is that you want to send traffic to places that you own. So with GlowC, you could send it to your website and then have that pop up there, which you have, where you can collect their information. And that way, if they don't make the purchasing decision on day one, you're still in touch with them. And I think that's so huge. And so it really helps you to think about how you can streamline the process, but then how do you have a plan? If you think about Instagram, the user experience is filled with friction. So you post this podcast episode, someone has to go to the link in your bio, then they have to choose which platform they're listening on. Once they get to the platform, you have no opportunity to invite them to opt in. If you send them to a blog post that had all the links of listen on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify, listen on YouTube, whatever it is, they choose what they want, but you still have that opportunity to capture that traffic in a meaningful way.
Okay, guys, I know that we are mid-podcast right now and Jenna is dropping so much gold, but depending on when you're listening to this, if you're some of the first to listen to this, I want to let you know that she is offering a free training, even more in depth than what is on this podcast. You guys, what if you could 20x your traffic in 1 hour a week without spending a dime on ads? She's teaching a free live workshop on how to use content you've already created to 20x your traffic through Pinterest. And she only does this once a year. So not only is she teaching you how to 20x the traffic to your website or offer, but she's also sharing exactly how to convert that new traffic into sales. So if you're already creating emails, podcasts, social media content, and blogs, we all know how much work goes into creating that content. You're leaving so much money on the table by not repurposing your content on Pinterest, which is a platform specifically designed to direct people looking for what you do directly to your website. So you guys, make sure you go down to the show notes right now. Just hit pause and grab a seat for Jenna's free live workshop on March 5th and 6th. This is 2024 that you're listening to this, and it's in the link in the show notes. I don't want you to miss it. So if you're listening to this for some of the first few days, go grab your seat at the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get back to this juicy episode.
Oh, that's so good. You don't think of that with the friction of like, yeah, you lose people because people aren't, they're not getting off the
click. We are losing people.
Okay. So when people are hearing you say blog, they're like, is this something that's on my website? What does that look like? Because a lot of people don't have blogs anymore or read them. So what does that look like?
One of my number one predictions for this year is that blogs are back, baby.
Blog is back.
I really believe
that. You need to make a t-shirt.
I think it is. So here's why. So we've been in such an interesting digital time, and I think that long form content is back. This is long form content. Mm-hmm. So you're already doing it. But what I think has happened is that we went through this phase where we just wanted immediate results, right? Have you ever watched a YouTube video and you need like 10 seconds to teach you how to change the cord or the battery on something, but it's like a 20 minute long thing and you get no results?
Yes, so annoying.
People are now figuring that out and they're like, I want to get a complete thought. I want to listen to this whole podcast episode so that I can really understand this new idea. Mm. I don't want just a 1 minute clip like an Instagram reel that doesn't actually teach me anything. I want to listen in and understand the whole thing.
Got it.
The same with blogs. You can really give someone a full picture, like a 5-paragraph essay about what the topic is. And so I really believe long form content is back. The other reason why I think it's going to come back is that people are getting really strategic with their search bar. So because of AI and the way that we've been able to use things like ChatGPT, we're learning how to get really specific with our asks in what we need. And therefore, the search results are going to be much more loaded to people that have been creating content that is long form that answers the bigger questions. And so for a blog, like we use a WordPress blog. I've literally blogged on it for over a decade. We have never not blogged. So every single week for 11 years, I've blogged. I love blogging. I just,
so when you say you love blogging, like you're just sitting down and you're like, this is what I want to talk about.
Yeah. So I just did like the things I love in Scottsdale and I wrote down all the restaurants. Now we also do a lot of different things of like, what is an email list and why do I need one? And listing that out. So with podcasts, what's really amazing is you already have this content. You could either transcribe this content and it could just live on a blog, or you could do just a quick summary of it. With ChatGPT, it could probably be really quickly done.
Okay.
But that way, then you are more apt to show up in Google and on Pinterest. And so again, it's that keyword idea of people are searching and you want them to find you. And so you are already, if you were going to write an email about this podcast, that email could be the blog, right? So it's like, again, just looking at how you're already spending so much time creating so much content. How can we repurpose it? How can we use what we're already doing? And how can we just strategize it just a tiny bit more?
That's literally my goal this year. And I know everybody else is probably feeling like me.
Yes. Because
if you already do it, how can we reuse it? And a lot of times, especially from what you're saying, it's like I could train a virtual assistant to do this, or we actually have a new hire, which I'm so excited about, who I already am thinking, oh, I'll just give them Jenna's course. Because you have a course on this, which we'll talk about, that you go totally in depth, right?
Yeah.
So whoever you are, do you kind of talk about like product service-based businesses, show them how to use all of
it? Yes. Okay. The best part is though, Lori, it only takes you 2 hours to learn this whole system.
Wow.
So it's not like this like 10-week long thing.
Yeah.
I can teach you everything about it in 2 hours. And I just think, again, like, my biggest thing is like, how can we shorten the time frame to get people results? And I think that gone are the days where we're able to or willing to do 12-week programs that take up 10 hours a week. Like, we just know we're not going to be successful in that. It's really hard for us to follow through all the way on things like that. And so it's like, how can we literally like give you the YouTube 10-second clip you need to learn this thing so that you can actually get action? And so it's not a hard process to learn.
Okay. So if you had to pick to be on one platform.
Oh gosh, don't do this.
I know, this is so hard. Okay, but I really want to know, if I'm looking at my year right now, because that's what I'm doing, where do I want to invest my energy? So we still want to be present on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you really feel like Pinterest, especially for like a product like mine or podcast.
Oh my gosh, I mean, that's okay, so for the product,
so tell me about the ROI of everything.
Okay.
Just so like, what does that look like?
What I always think about, and I think what's so interesting is like in the business world, we talk about ROI, return on investment. Most of the time people are looking at money, right? So they're like, if I spend this, I will make this.
Right.
I'm looking at time. So here's the biggest thing to know. So if you are spending, let's say the average entrepreneur is spending 8 hours a week on marketing, I would say that the majority of it is going into places that you're not actually connecting to real results.
Interesting.
So for me, if I could spend 1 hour 20x the amount of traffic that is landing on the pages that I have created with a plan to capture something interesting or important, whether it's a sale or a subscriber, that 1 hour of time is so worth it. Again, we spend 1 hour and we get 3 million views a month on Pinterest on our content, and it is the number one way that we drive traffic to our website. So a lot of times we spend so much money and time on building out these beautiful websites, and then we have this mentality of like, if we build it, they will come.
Yeah.
We know that's not true. There has to be a way that that traffic is getting brought to your site. And if you do not want to pay to play, then this is the number one way to do it. The other reason why Pinterest is so powerful is, unlike other social media networks, you have to grow a following. And I don't know about you, but it is so hard to grow anything these days on social. It is so impossible. Most people are either declining or they're lucky to stay flat right now. It's really hard to be growing. Since Pinterest is not social media, it's not a popularity contest. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. It matters how good your keywords are and how good your content is. And so many people are sitting on a vault of content, whether they've blogged for years, whether they've written emails, whether they've posted on Instagram, whether they have a podcast or YouTube channel. you are sitting on hundreds of pins that could very easily be brought onto the platform and be connecting people to work that you've done years ago. That's what's so cool is like some of our top pins are pieces of content that I created years ago that we are doing nothing with, but it has just lived on that platform so long because it's a search engine.
Okay, this is really cool to think about because so many of the platforms like Instagram really does, your team might help a little bit, but it really does require you because you have to create that content.
Yes.
So it's already created where Pinterest truly could be something that you completely outsource.
100% outsourced.
This excites me.
I don't even, so I have an amazing woman on my team who took my course, became a Pinterest strategist, started doing Pinterest strategy for my sister. My sister connected me to her. She now does our strategy. And we're just working together on the system because we're just basically passing along what we're learning to everyone else. I don't touch it. I don't log into it. I created a burner Pinterest account for me to pin pretty outfits and things that I want to. It is 100% outsourceable. And again, 1 hour. So think if you're paying your VA $30 an hour, you could pay $30 an hour to get the number one traffic generator of people landing on the stuff that you already worked so hard on.
Okay, so let's talk about one more example because I have a lot of people who are either wannabe entrepreneurs or you know they start maybe in the coaching industry.
Yep.
How does that convert for them? Do you have some ideas around that for them?
Absolutely. So here's what I want everyone to do after you're done listening. Go on to Pinterest and type in your niche or keyword surrounding your business. You are going to be shocked at how many people who know less than you do, who do not like work at the level that you do, who are super successful on Pinterest, right? And so it's always a good thing to see of like, oh, that person's doing, I can totally do this. So if you are someone in the digital space or coaching or things like that, the number one way that we use Pinterest is to grow our email list. So we are creating opt-ins and freebies, and we are uploading pins that are, you know, 5 ways to grow your email list or 5 ways to grow your Pinterest or 5 things to do on Pinterest to be successful. These are all freebies that require an opt-in, meaning somebody needs to leave their name and email to get it. And so we are uploading them, connecting them to landing pages and growing our email list off of it. And so that is a really great way too, because then it gets people into your ecosystem and gives you time to serve them before you ever go to sell to them. And I think that's so huge is like, how are you actually showing up and serving people and providing value before you ever ask for anything else? And so that is the number one way to use Pinterest. And if you type in any marketing topic, anything, you're going to see that there are already people on Pinterest doing it.
Okay. I love that. That's been so huge for me is to go on the platforms, not as a consumer of everybody's stuff, but to really observe and learn.
Yes.
That's been one of the biggest changes for me last year is every time I'm on, I'm like, okay, you can go on, but you're going to be learning something.
Yes.
You're going to go observe someone.
One thing you're going to love about Pinterest too, is that you can do collaborative and group boards. So there is a community aspect there. So like we have a community board where people from our community can upload and then it basically gets exposed to everyone's audiences. And so there is some really cool things where you can do group boards and collaborative efforts as well to really help fast track your success, which I think is just awesome because like we love community and we love being a part of something. So we could have like a women in business board and all of our friends that are creating awesome content for women in business could be collaborating onto it. And then it's getting exposed to one another's audiences
That's
as well.
So
there's a lot of cool aspects to it that people don't even realize because I think we're so used to planning our wardrobes and recipes and we're not actually thinking strategically about it.
That is so much fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay. So you are someone who I think I've told you this before, but I really look up to you for your boundaries because I watch you be able to do all of the things that you love. Like you out of, I think anyone that I know is the woman that I look to for going, she's leading the life that she wants to lead because you've been so fierce with your boundaries and also clear on what you want.
Yeah.
So can you tell, because someone's about to take on Pinterest right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one more thing on their plate.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about how you decide what is important for you and how you say no to the rest?
I'm so good at it.
You're so good.
I've had to fiercely be good at it though. And if you think back to the beginning of my story of when someone else was planning out my life for me, I really recognized that like I have to be the visionary of my life, but I don't want to just focus on what I want my life to look like. I want to focus on how I want it to feel. And I know you really connect with that. And for me, when we were going through the process of starting our family, you were literally in my life. I told you the other day, when we were growing our family, we had two miscarriages. And after one of my miscarriages, I was with you like 2 days later. And I had texted the group just to let everyone know, like, if I'm not myself, this is what I'm going through. You showed up with this gift basket and this Superwoman shaker cup that I literally still have to this day that I think of. And I remember in that season of life, I really had this wake up call. As a very successful wedding photographer, I was named the top wedding photographer in Wisconsin multiple years in a row. And I was willing to walk away because I had recognized that once again, I had built something that required me to show up to get paid. Mm. And I promised myself that as I move forward and hopefully became a mother, which I've been blessed to become a mother times two, is that I wanted a life where I could rest and the business would run. And building something like that takes a lot of hard work and intention, but it also requires great boundaries. And I think that we live in this society where everything feels so shiny, right? And I think that sometimes things like Instagram can be that shiny object where we get that quick hit of dopamine, but as quickly as it comes, it goes away. And so I have just really lived my life and really built a business where I've asked myself, like, what are things that can run while I rest? And Pinterest is one of those. And that's why I really believe in it, is because I think about it and I'm like, if I think of all the precious hours I have in this week and all the things that I want to do in those hours, if I can devote 1 hour that I don't even personally have to devote to this one thing that will give my content a longer lifespan and let it live on and let it continue to serve, then oh my gosh, like, why would you not do that? And I think that for so many of us, we spend so much time creating, but we don't spend enough time promoting. And so we get on this hamster wheel where we're just churning and burning when it comes to content. And no wonder we get burnt out, right? We have these huge hearts. We want to make this huge impact, but we also want to live these beautiful lives. And we very quickly find ourselves kind of captive in what we're building because it just requires us to constantly Yes. be on and show up. And so I think that what's so interesting, and I really had this realization earlier, Lori, because earlier this year, I was like, I love Pinterest, but like what I really love about Pinterest is that it's a way that we can let our work mean more than just the quick hit that it is. Let it serve harder than it would if we just did one post and said, oh, nobody was interested.
Yeah.
And let us get back to our lives. And so all of the things that I do, and while I love marketing so much, I love the fullness of life and I love experiencing it. And I love having this enriched experience of life. And I think it's only possible when you build systems and build boundaries. And so for me, there's this line in my book and it's, boundaries don't keep things and people out of our lives. They keep us in our lives. Mm. Boundaries are like these lines around our sacred. And so I had to really reframe that because like we're Midwest girls, like we're yes girls, right? Yes. We want to make everybody happy. We want to be liked by everyone. We want to be understood. And I really had to recognize that every single time I was saying yes, and you say this all the time to someone else, I was saying no to like what really matters. And Marie Forleo says like, there's always time for what matters most. And I think that most of us, when we hold the mirror up to our days, we're like, is this what matters most? Like, is this what I say matters most? And so for me, boundaries have been these beautiful reminders, not only for myself, but for the people who receive the boundaries, to recognize that it's okay to say no to things and that you're protecting your sacred. And I think that people have a lot of respect for that when they see it in motion.
It's taught me so much because I have been, along with multiple people, but being on the other side of the boundary, like, yeah. You're a great friend and yeah. you have said no to me. And yep. I fully respect that. And in all honesty, I know what this does for your life too. It keeps the people who respect you and yeah. truly honor that relationship in. And yes. I've seen that in my life.
Yes.
The people that I know that I can say no to,
yep.
they're still my friends.
Yes.
The ones who have gotten offended or they're yep. upset. Like, I can't believe you wouldn't say yes to whatever. I'm like, great. Because I can't have them in my life
yep.
anyway, because it takes away time from, like you said, the sacred. So yeah. it's been challenging.
Yes.
But it's been like now for the first couple years, the last 2 years, I can honestly tell you that I look around at my friendships and they are the people that I want to be in rocking chairs with when I'm 80. Like, and I also know they're going to be there, like through all of it, through a busy season, through a sad season, through the highs, through the lows. And it came through boundaries, mm-hmm. like setting boundaries and being clear but loving.
Yeah.
And so I just think that that has been you showing up that way is giving so many people the permission to not only have boundaries, but also it's giving us the best relationships of our lives.
Yeah.
And so that is just a powerful gift that I think that you give everybody.
I think it's so cool because I think I once heard Brené Brown speak about this. And when I had my daughter Coco, I literally blacked out an entire year on my calendar. And it wasn't to not work. It was to just be in my energy and yeah. like feel how I wanted to feel. And I remember being terrified that I would lose momentum or that everyone would stop calling because I kept saying no, right?
Yeah.
And what was so interesting, and I built out this template because I have to save myself from myself, right? Have you ever gone bowling and you put the bumpers up on the bowling?
Yes.
And that I'm keeps so the ball on the path. Boundaries for me are like the bumpers yeah. because if I don't have boundaries, I go in the gutter time and time again. I get mad at myself. And so I had created this email template as like a bumper for me. And it was just like, you know, thank you so much for this beautiful invite and opportunity. I have waited my whole life to become a mom and it finally happened. And in order to protect this sacredness, I'm going to have to say no. And if and when our paths cross again, I'll know that the timing is right. But I just want to remind you that it's okay to say no to. And it was like this beautiful line that I had in my phone, in my email, like saved. And it was so awesome because every time something beautiful or an evolution has happened in my life or business, the number one thing that I always come back to is time. It's whenever I freed up time. When I said, I don't want six figures as a wedding photographer. I don't care if I go back to 50K a year. All I want back is my time. That's when I started online courses, started my podcast. Every single time I've said no, it's unlocked a greater yes. Mm. And so I think that if we stop looking at boundaries as like these negative things where we're like, you know, maybe taking ourselves away from like that one big break, and you start believing that you are capable of creating your own big breaks, that's where the magic happens. And that's where it's lived for me, is in believing in myself, in believing that I can hit the brake pedal and know where the gas pedal lies, in honoring the fact that like I created this momentum and I can be a creator of momentum whenever the time is right. It changes everything.
Okay, I have to just tap on real quick for everybody listening. What you said about creating a no script.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Vital. Everybody should have one.
Yes.
I have multiple for different
yes.
occasions.
Yes.
And I will say, if you guys do one thing out of this, if you don't go on Pinterest, but
yes.
if you create a no script, because what happens when we don't have one
yeah.
is it consumes your whole day on going back and forth. You create this fight in your head and you almost become resentful of the person. Like, why are they even asking? Blah.
Yeah.
So having a no script literally, it gets you days back.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone's like me where you have imaginary like fights
conversations
in your head.
Yeah.
That covers all of it.
The other thing too is not saying yes to anything in the moment
yes.
and saying I'll circle back. Because I have learned, and you and I were nerding out about this at dinner the other night, but we were like really deep into different things like human design and all these different things. And like when I am energetically with someone, I like feed off their energy.
Yes.
I like love it. And of course I would say yes to everything because, oh my gosh, what a beautiful life
so
that would be.
Right now.
Yes. And then you get home and you see something on your calendar and you're like, who put that there?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it was me. And so I have now started taking space. And so if people say an idea, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that. That sounds awesome. Let me circle back with you and look at my calendar. And I feel like it's just a good time for you to like pause, be in your own energy, check in with yourself. Like, does this feel aligned? Is the timing right? Is the person right? Is the opportunity right? And again, it just like gives you that time. And even with women, like if you study our cycles and different, there's different times of our cycle where we're like, yeah, let's get out and about. And then there's times where we're like, we just want to be home. And so I'm working on it today, building out in my autoresponder, because I'm learning so much about myself, that if I can't say an immediate yes, it's going to be a no. And I just believe that if things circle back or if we come back in touch, maybe then the future timing will be more correct. And so I found that like historically, when I read something and then I mark it as unread or I leave it to deal with later, it's already a no. And so I want to put something in my autoresponder of like, if this is a yes, you will be hearing from me. If it's a no, you might hear from my team, like kind of thing, so that I don't get myself in those situations of saying yes to things that weren't right for me.
So good. Your autoresponder is so good.
Yes.
It's just like a saved.
Yes.
My podcast manager is shaking her head yes, because when we email you, you get the responder. Yeah. So it's like, this is so good.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, I'm hanging with my family. I don't really check a lot of time on my email. If you need this, go to this person. If you need this, go to this person. If you need this, go to this person. Click here if you need this. And basically, we try to answer every question so that the email is already solved before we have to do anything. But I just think it's beautiful too. It's like, I want to tell people like, hey, I'm doing some investigation on who I am and how I make decisions. Yeah. And it might take me a little bit of time to respond. And this is why. And I think too, it's like, again, like when you light yourself up and when you kind of honor those pieces of yourself, you invite other people to do the same. And so maybe it makes someone else investigate, how do I best make decisions? And what does this look like?
That's what it does for me every time.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed. I'm like, keep adding to that responder.
It's going to be like a Bible at some point.
Ooh, freedom. So much freedom. Okay. Tell me about the Pinterest course. How can you be a part of it?
Yeah. So I'm going to give my like closing remarks. So like, imagine we're on stage and I just won a Grammy and the music is playing. Okay. So for anyone who is just questioning if Pinterest can work for you, the answer is yes. And here's why I love it. Your time is so precious and you are doing so much already. So how could we just add a teeny bit of strategy to what you're already doing and take the shelf life of your content from 3 to 5 hours with no ROI and get it 3 months and actually be able to attribute it to real results in your life and business? And so that is my like elevator pitch for it. I love it. It's easy. It's fun and it's super simple, and you likely are already doing all the steps required to be on it. You just are missing that final step.
Okay. We're doing this.
Deal.
Okay.
So I'll be your
everybody,
coach.
Yeah, this is great. This is so wonderful. Okay, I'm so excited about this, and I know that we have some bonus content to share. So you guys, she held back.
I did help.
I know, which is crazy. She held back one of the best parts of it in the bonus content. What are you going to share in the bonus content?
Okay, so I'm going to share how we can take this one podcast episode and make 10 pins in under 10 minutes. And if you think about it, this is going to mean that this podcast episode right here is going to be blowing up on Pinterest for months and even years to come.
Okay, we're making that happen. You guys, all you have to do is go to the show notes and click on the bonus content where it says bonus content, and you can go and view our little secondary bonus content
deal.
Podcast. Okay, Jenna, thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. Aww. I'm going to be a Pinterest queen.
I can't wait. So, I can't wait to see your beautiful face. It's so fun when people see me on Pinterest and they're like, oh my God, I found you on Pinterest. I'm like, I know, I put that
you're
there.
You're like, I didn't know I was there, but my VA put me on there. This is amazing.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Truly, you are somebody who I'm always looking to. I know that I tell you that, but it means the world to me to have someone like you in my life to give me the clarity and peace in the life that I want. And that's really what you do and what your systems do. So you guys definitely go follow her podcast. That's one of my favorite places to listen to Jenna. It's the Gold Digger podcast. Okay, so that episode just blew my mind. You guys, I am so excited right now. My team is literally taking this course as we speak, and we are going to start implementing everything that you just heard. So if you're as excited as me that she just gave us so much value in a totally free podcast, you guys, she's also doing a free webinar March 5th and 6th. That's 2024 at the time of this recording. And if it's past those dates, don't worry, because you still might have a chance to go to the link in the show notes to go and check out her course called the Pinterest Lab. Otherwise, go head over to the link in show notes to 20x your traffic in 1 hour a week without spending a dime on ads. This woman truly is one of my favorite teachers, and I know that she will become one of yours. You guys, thank you as always for tuning in. You are the reason that this podcast is what it is. You have kept us in the top 50 in all of entrepreneurship, and that is because you share it. That's because you send it to your friends. That's because you rate and review. So I am so grateful for you for allowing me to do what I love. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Hey, say, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.